This is KERA News. A case over whether to end protections for certain immigrants on temporary protected status, or TPS, continues Friday in federal court in California. The judge in the case recently stopped, at least temporarily, the Trump administration from ending these protections for immigrants of Sudan, El Salvador, Haiti, and Nicaragua. KERA's Anthony Cave talked with a Dallas mother from Honduras about TPS.
Erica Murillo has to get to work by 4 a.m. After a full day of taking supply orders from hospitals and restaurants, she comes home in Grand Prairie just before her 9-year-old daughter Sabrina and 11-year-old son Dorian get off from school.
Right now, whenever you leave, so I get to have a little nap.
Okay.
So when the kids come from school.
Murillo is one of more than 50,000 Hondurans on TPS nationwide. Congress established the program in the 1990s to provide temporary immigration status to people from countries with armed conflict or environmental disasters. She moved to the U.S. in 1996 as a teen fleeing domestic violence. She received TPS after a hurricane swept through Central America in 1998. Michael Olivas is an immigration law expert at the University of Houston. He says it would be a difficult transition for families to move back to a TPS country. Murillo's kids, for example, speak just a little Spanish.
And these people really add to the fabric of our country. After you've been here since 2001, those kids don't speak Spanish. What are they going to do? Go back to El Salvador? And they will not be accepted as people from El Salvador. They're more American. Those kids are probably more American than your kids and my kids would be.
President Trump wants to end protections for 98% of the TPS population. In Boston, another TPS federal court case involves Murillo's home country. A lawyer in that case tells me they're pushing forward to keep litigating for Honduras. For each country on TPS, there's an expiration date when an immigrant must return to their country of origin. For Murillo, that date is January 2020. As a single mom, she doesn't have a plan B. On a recent trip to Honduras, her children were anxious to go back home, to Texas.
Right here, it's everything for me. This is what I have. So if I ever go back to Honduras, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with my kids. Because if I go back to Honduras, I got to take my kids regardless.
The lawsuit involving Honduras is on an expedited schedule. A ruling is expected soon. Anthony Cave, KERA News.